This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu.
I'm Vinny Branch.
And we're asking you, how do you feel about AI expressing emotions? You can let us know on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, or you could send us a WhatsApp message, 018-789-8899. Arv, what do we have on WhatsApp?
Yeah, so this comes from Ro, who says, my partner is so monosyllabic that it feels like I'm talking to a robot, and if he doesn't come with a disclaimer, why should a real robot need one?
Wow.
He needs some aloe vera, because that was harsh.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Eugene says, wouldn't mind a Friday or Jarvis, but a Pewter is what we all need, because she's the AI Gotham deserves, but not one they need right now.
Clever. Bravo that tweet. Speaking of AI, it's defeated a human and the human has decided to retire.
Yeah, that's how badly it defeated the human. So we've spoken about how DeepMind and AI were able to beat the game of Go and former champion Lee Sedol. The big upset was all over the news, I think, 2016 when he lost. And it was a big deal because Go was supposed to be too difficult for computers to understand. It's a super complex board game with more configurations than you can count. So it's something that computers were not supposed to be able to pick up. Humans were supposed to be able to play that game.
Apparently, it is an ancient board game, famously complex with more possible configurations for pieces than atoms in the observable universe.
Yeah, yeah. And then Google designed DeepMind AI in 2016. It defeated the reigning champion, Lee Sedol, 4-1. And now Sedol has announced his retirement, saying that AI is the cause. He says, I've retired and not at the I realize that I'm not at the top, even if I become the number one through frantic efforts. Even if I become number one, there is an entity that cannot be defeated. So let that sink in for a while.
Even if I become number one, there is an entity that cannot be defeated.
That's his.
That's why
sentence.
He's retired.
That's
wow.
why he's going Oof. Away. So back in the early days, Lee said that he would easily defeat AlphaGo AI in a landslide. When he lost, he got so down that he actually apologized to the Korean public, saying that he failed and he didn't expect it to end this way. So. Like, we here, like, we even talk about, like, how machines won't, like, replace everything. That, you know, if you're a pro at something, if you are, like, you know, if you are an expert at something, then AI is going to take a long time to replace. But this is literally a guy who's, like, the best in the world at this game, at a game that computers were not supposed to be good at. He's number one, and he's been replaced. Like, he's officially retired because he's officially been replaced. Literally by AI, not another person.
Yeah, because he can't be number one anymore. In his mind, it's either, you know, right. you go big or you go home. And now he's just decided, like, I've got to go home then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because it's not a new story. I mean, Garry Kasparov got beaten by, you know, a deep blue way back when, 20 years ago. So, I mean, you know, I think he had come back. I can't remember. But that was like, I remember when it happened, it was such a defining moment. Whoa, you know, it beat a human. And of course now it's like, of course it's going to be a human.
And I think now, because like initially it's all because it defeated 4-1. So, you know, the human won one time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since then it's been, I guess, you know, the reason why he's retiring now is because he realized that it's improved so much. The system now improved so much. He's got no chance here.
He's got no chance. So he is, Sedol is still the only person in the world to defeat AlphaGo in a game. So he managed to do it once, like you said, with a move that he calls Hand of God, which is move 78 in brackets. The term that he uses, like his finisher, is Hand of God. That might not be possible anymore because, again, there's a new version of AlphaGo called AlphaGo Zero, which is an even better version than AlphaGo. So the difference is, the original AI learned to play Go by studying a data set of more than 100,000 humans. But AlphaGo Zero developed its skills by simply playing itself over and over and over. So AlphaGo Zero would go against AlphaGo. And just by playing that match, it learned how to become a better system. So after 3 days of self-play using powerful computer systems that let it play games at superhuman speeds, AlphaGo Zero was able to defeat its predecessor 100 games to nil. That's it. So I think Seedol saw this, like, you know,
there's no way he's going to win now. Like, yeah,
it beat the system that beat him 100-0, the new system. So how do you stack up? Like what can you do?
And it's the speed, I guess, is what I guess the worrying part is, just how fast. You know, once they have, I guess, unlocked the first door, once they have defeated the human once, all you need is just to defeat the human once, and then it can go back to the engineering room and then practice against itself for, you know, supersonic speeds. Mm-hmm. No sleep, no food, you know, just electricity, basically, right? To power it on.
Yeah.
And then within 3 days, it'll come back and go like, I can now defeat this thing 100-0.
Like complete landslide. there's a short story by Isaac Asimov.
Isaac Asimov. Yeah,
Asimov, in 1956. I forgot what it's called. The question. The last question. So the scientists built like a supercomputer, like giant supercomputer, like the most powerful machine in the world. They switched it on and then they asked it, "Is there a God?" Immediately, the computer replied, "There is now." Or now there is a God.
And then
like a bolt of lightning came down from the sky. No clouds in the sky. Bolt of lightning came down. It struck the person who asked the question and it fused the switch so that people could never switch it off again.
Yeah.
And it's like a short sci-fi story from 1956 because of, you know, people are going, what if the future is like this? But you look at something like AlphaGo and you start to wonder like, well, you know, is it more like short story sci-fi or is it more like predictions from 1956?
I don't know. I think this is scary because Go is already a very difficult ancient game. You know, what's stopping it from, I guess, every other board game now is, you know, a piece of cake.
Yeah.
But it also actually is interesting because I remember reading when we were doing this story, it's practiced on one game. If you put the same AlphaGo Zero in a game of, say, checkers, it will lose. Because it doesn't understand checkers at all. You know, unlike us human beings, we can adapt to it, right? Mm-hmm. So the only way, I guess, to defeat, you know, these kind of systems is that you got to keep changing.
Right.
Every single time. As soon as, you know, you win one and then, you know, and the computer will say, it's like, let's play round two. And go like, let's play round two, but a different game.
Checkmate.
And then...
it's like, what?
And go like, I don't understand this game. It's like, that's why we're human beings. Mm-hmm. And we are your masters. Hopefully, for now. Maybe in the future, the other way. Around.
I'm not saying anything. I want to play safe.
I know why. Because in the future, you want the AIs to look at you. You were very kind to us when we were not in power. So I will spare you your life. And then Jeff, you will be my slave.
You always charge your laptop. You know, you kept them safe.
Being nice to robots now because you're scared of the future being ruled by AI. Anyways, we'll be right back with your messages. You can get in touch with us on Instagram or on Twitter. Let us know, how do you feel about AI expressing emotions or AI defeating you at what you do best? Would you retire? BFM Radio on Twitter, Instagram, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. We'll be right back with your messages.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.